Be assured that the time and commitment you make will bring you great rewards, for there is truly a plan in heaven for humanity's growth and spiritual evolution. It allows the serious spiritual student to develop more quickly now and to reach heights of love and inner peace that would have been impossible even 2 or 3 decades ago. This is our gift to those of humanity's ranks who recognize their goal and move onward, fueled with this increased energy, vibration and light. You are coming into this golden age of the 1,000 years of peace, my dear ones, therefore, get your birthright in order by creating the only passport required. Your demonstration that you are light and light is what you choose. Your meditation times will build this communication link of light and higher energy vibration, which can never fail you once the link is forged. Join us, then, for a supreme moment in human development. Contact your own internal spiritual teacher and your soul, who can then act like a gigantic switchboard to keep you in touch with the unseen beings like myself. Remember that you must build this communication system from Earth to us. We can provide the plan, but you must choose and carry it into fruition. This is the only way you can be saved or born into the kingdom of God. Follow me in certainty about this. Build your spiritual bridge to us who wait in love and who desire to assist your becoming the resurrected ones that my earthly visit 2,000 years ago described and dramatized. Become what God envisioned for you. When enough of you light workers have joined together to unify the positive love force on the planet, much will be possible in the realm of mind where all creation begins. Here, where the energy blueprint of manifestation is formed, 1 and 1 equal a sum greater than 2. And when 2 or more are gathered in conviction and agreement, that creative power increases by an exponential magnitude your mathematics cannot really express. By thought alone, by pure intention and feeling does creation cast its pattern onto the etheric life web which holds space together. And here, in that tiny web of refined subatomic structures, which your instruments yet fail to totally expose, does infinity sweetly coax a finite reality into form. I once asked my disciples and apostles to follow me, so they could learn and share this same truth with a very unsophisticated humanity. They were few, yet the impact of their teaching about the nature of God and the love principles upon which the universes are built have not gone unnoticed or unheeded in spite of their own limited understanding of my purpose. Only through love could even they grasp a hint of how life began and how it continually expands beyond itself, ever growing and flowing in pure joy. Today's churches must change. They have deified me instead of encouraging each child of God to go into his, her own inner soul sanctuary and bring forth God's empowering energy which could then be joined in concert with others of like intention. Today I advise you that any church official who does not drop meaningless ritual and lead its members to quiet times with their souls must face the effect of this behavior. Then each of you must meditate daily in the inner recesses of your being to forge the tools of communication to which all are entitled, not just a select few. By meditating you can live God's commandments more easily, especially love God. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And your brothers and sisters as yourself. Therefore, by the power of God and many compatriot world teachers who join me in this new age effort, I call forth the Holy God power within you to hear this message and bring you into the golden age as a bright and shining example of the new life all can have through willingness to accept the love we offer. God smiles on our mutual opportunity and committed endeavor. When the light workers begin this mutual journey into a new time and a new spiritual experience, discipline is required. This is the test of your soul, then, to strike a bargain and keep it. Remarks such as "I don't have time" or "I'm too busy" are merely the workings of your egotistical personality, which keeps you in a place of separation from the Creator, from heaven. I assure you that if you meet us halfway, your destiny as light workers in the golden age ahead is affirmed. But I cannot save you from your lower self, that little limited part which prevents your greater good. Through your disciplined mind you must take time to experience a quiet meditation period daily. This private time added to quiet times once a week, joined with others in a group situation, will reinforce and further fuel your spiritual progress and growth in the light. I have told you that you are a child of God and that your recognition of this fact automatically makes you a member of God's love corps, a chosen light worker. It matters not what religion you have held, if any, it is only your willingness to be useful, to serve, and your willingness to learn. That count now. These are the only two criteria of the Love Corps volunteer's commitment. If you are willing to learn and to serve, then I welcome you into that far-flung body of noble souls who desire your Mother Earth cleansed of the negative thought patterns of death, destruction, and harm to other life forms perpetuated by humanity. This is Earth's time of transformation, so light workers you must be unless you would become spiritually retarded. This is the time when the Creator has required there must be peace. That word is my commandment, and also yours. Without peace the earth will be in pain and chaos. I do not seek to frighten you or make you fearful for your body. Those who believe in God, and the lesson of resurrection which I brought to humanity 2,000 years ago, will understand that the loss of your body is not the vital issue anyway. The condition of your soul is, yet the present situation is critical. Let there be no mistake about what I am saying. In times past, when mankind perpetrated destructive acts, the planet had to be cleansed in order that a fresh start could occur. And it is this experience you are about to face. There has been so much hatred, so much war and recent invasion of space that another cleansing time will occur on the Earth before the end of the 20th century, unless humanity does a rapid reverse to peace and only peace. You must realize then, that the time known as the tribulation is upon you and upon the planet now, and that this is a last, urgent call to all of you, my brothers and sisters, to wake up. Accept your soul responsibilities, demonstrate peaceful thoughts and reactions. Each one must go forth into the world shining in the splendor provided to you by God before man was. You are the light of the world, remember? When you have been weak, helpless, and impoverished, you have allowed the military and governmental agencies to carry the germs of war and the seeds of hatred into possible world annihilation. In this last great upheaval of the results of humanity's evil to itself, called karma or cause and effect, be sure you stay in daily contact with your soul. You are the saviors of mankind, and it is only through your efforts at this hour that Earth can be saved. Many hearts have prayed to me and other spiritual teachers of all religions saying, but I have done nothing evil. Why would this happen to me? The answer is very simple. All have erred in the past by negative thoughts. None has had only loving ideas. But those souls willing to serve and spread the light now will be advanced to a higher level of consciousness than those who are not willing to help. Then, if earth changes are required, only those who are of the higher consciousness will be brought back for the 1,000 years of peace. When the beloveds of God are returned to this new time and place in man's spiritual evolution, and peace on earth is established, can you not see the result of this? A clean sky, a blossoming planet who is loved and nurtured, minerals and plants and animals protected, and human lives joined together in love, not possessed by power and viciousness. You cannot know how much we all desire your awakening from the thoughts of violence which you have committed in your mind, one to another, and how we wish to dispel these aggressive thoughts that have accumulated in the band of invisible light around your spinning spaceship Earth. I tell you it is now choked, and your life continuance is endangered. Yet anyone who chooses to awaken can still do so with the least possible pain and suffering. Know that I am joined in this project by the teachers of all times and places, Krishna, Buddha, Moses and other prophets of the Old Testament, Muhammad, and thousands of others from around our universe who stand together to provide the support that the planet needs. You must understand that our present efforts in humanity's behalf cannot be continued with this intense priority indefinitely. There are other activities in the universe which demand our energies and attention. We will never leave you comfortless. But this is the time to take full advantage of God's unprecedented special aid to Earth. There are many on the planet who truly believe in no God, and I say to you now that if you have not believed because of the hypocrisy which you see practiced in churches, you must nonetheless make every endeavor to think and act in a loving, caring way to all you meet. Otherwise, Your lack of concern will later weed you out of those light workers identified as the so-called chosen people. Be certain you hear this statement. No one will be allowed to return in the next 1,000 years who has not demonstrated in a daily way by action and thought that they are God's love personified. None of you who do not extend yourself to your brothers and sisters or do not influence the power structures on the planet to practice peace will be returning. Because of your free will, you have the ability to do what you will, but that freedom has been your nemesis. Therefore, I urge you to quell your doubting minds and selfish personalities and place your attention only on what is reverent and peaceful at every level of life. Whether you call yourself agnostic or are a member of some religious body is not the issue. The issue is your demonstration that you love God, love peace. You must demonstrate this love. Must, I repeat, over and over. You must do this, not in remembrance of the one called Jesus, but for your own immortal soul's progress. I, the Christ, can do nothing to save those who do not acknowledge and demonstrate the truth of their inner beauty. Christian, hear this. You who believe you are born again yet act self-righteously superior had better evaluate your state of purity and surrender your attitude to one of true service and assistance during this time of tribulation. Let your test be how well you can truly love all and try to assist them. Judge not. The cost is high. Long ago other spiritual teachers issued this same invitation to humanity. But because of free will, most did not choose peace. Now this clarion message goes forth again. Choose peace. Many are called but few will answer is the result of humanity's stubborn, unrelenting insistence on doing things his/her own way. I ask you, has this brought you the world of peace and love and joy, which you want? Or, is your life now filled with the threat of nuclear catastrophe and possibility of Earth's destruction, not to mention damage to regions of space? This new call to humanity lies partly in the hands of our love corps and only a short time remains. Join me in doing all we can. As of today every soul is notified of this opportunity of spiritual growth, self-knowledge, and service. Reserve your place in the golden age by your commitment now, whatever you have done before. Are you not weary of separation from those who truly love you? Are you not ready for peace and joy at last? In summation, I open my heart and send this message to all who will receive me in the inner sanctuary of their souls. The blessings of the God of all awaits you, my brothers and sisters. Accept them now if you haven't already done so. Begin your meditation times immediately and cease them not. Let the light of love shine on this tiny blink in God's kingdom where your neighbors in space watch this televised episode of the unique Earth drama called Will Humanity on Planet Earth Survive Themselves? You are the producer, director, and cast in this play. We in the higher realms have created this hero's role and offered our assistance. The rest is dependent upon your individual and group endeavors. Even though the time called the tribulation is an apparent ending of some kind, I have told you there is no ending in spirit, so do not expect to have an experience which totally ends life. Remember always that God extends, extends, extends. And therefore so do the star systems and the universes and the galaxies. And my dear ones, so do I and you. Do not fret about how it began and what God is. God is breathing or extending out and then will breathe us all home again to enjoy our spiritual banquet. Merely trust that there is a plan of great promise and joy for all who choose it. Trust. Believe. Without trust you are in peril. In the name of all things holy and beloved of the Creator, then, I invite your participation in these years of Earth's transformation.